Q Radio.
It's John Jackson here on Q Radio, and I tell you what, an album that I played at absolute death back in 2010 was Gorilla Manor by Local Natives, and they're back with a new record. It's called Hummingbird, and I'm pleased to be joined by Taylor on the phone live from Ireland. How are you doing, Taylor?
I am fine, thanks.
Cool. How is Ireland treating you? You're on a UK tour at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, we just started the UK tour, and it's actually been really good. We sort of have this legendary... Our first Europe tour experience was this horrific winter in 2010, and it's kind of like band folklore at this point. So far, it's been comfortable.
Okay,
which was surprising.
So you're in Ireland tonight. Have you tried any Guinness yet? That's the main question you've got to ask someone who's in Ireland.
Yeah, definitely. We're sort of Guinness aficionados, and every time we totally nerd out when we come here. I've gone to the Guinness factory and.
Q Radio.
Gone to the Jameson factory and everything.
Okay.
I've done all the, touristy stuff. So we had our initial Guinness last night when we got in.
So at the moment you're touring the new album Hummingbird, which is sort of a follow on from Gorilla Manor. How are the new songs fitting into your set these days? And you know, how well are they going down?
It's been going really well. We played these songs for the first time a while back, even before the record was out, and so we're just sort of getting used to it now, because we kind of had to learn how to play them live as we went along. But they've actually been integrating really well with the old set.
Yeah, so it's more of a gradual process then, you know, as you say, you started sort of playing them before, maybe not in their finished form. You've sort of, you know, sort of slowly introduced them in so that it all blends in nicely.
Yeah, exactly. They breathe a little bit, you know, they change up, and night to night we'll change it and until they kind of settle and find themselves.
The tour at the moment, I've got on a piece of paper here, it's actually quite extensive. You know, you're doing the UK, you're going into Europe, then I've seen back to America, and then sort of ending up in Australia in the end of May. So it's a proper sort of, you know, 4-5-6 month world tour.
Yeah, it doesn't end there, man.
Oh really? Is there no, more to be announced?
There's more coming, and now we're on tour finally again, but it felt like, oh, it's so long. We missed being on tour and missed playing live regularly. So we're definitely getting that this year, and we'll kind of be on the like horizonless tour all for 2013.
When you're on a tour that's so long like that, do you find the songs do sort of take a new form? You know, you obviously are playing them every night and maybe you sort of try new things out. Do you find this sort of, you know, the beginning of the tour, the song could sound, in a live form at least, totally different to the end of the tour?
Yeah, definitely. One like very strange thing that happened is when we'd finished writing Hummingbird and then we were getting ready to tour again, and we had to go back and sort of say, okay, well, what songs from Gorilla Manor do we want to play? And, you know, go over those. We hadn't played them for years. I hadn't heard them. Well, not years, but we hadn't played them in a year. And I hadn't heard them on record for over 2 years, probably. And so I went back and listened, and it was sort of the shocking thing, because the song is sort of like, you know, if you didn't look at like a kid that you knew, and then it grew up, and you're like, oh wow, this kid's not a kid anymore.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's like almost an adult or something. So yeah, the songs definitely change over time.
The new single's called Heavy Feet off the album Hummingbird. So we'll hear more from you after that, and we're going to give that a spin now. This is Heavy Feet by Local Natives. That's a new single by Local Natives. It's called Heavy Feet here on Q Radio. Taylor from Local Natives is on the phone. And we've been talking about the tour, but, you know, more onto the album now. The new album is called Hummingbird. Now, how does the writing process in your band work? Is it, you know, does one of you write the tunes and sort of others have an input, or is it done as a group?
It's a really, really collaborative writing process. There's kind of three main songwriters in the band, Kelsey, Ryan, and I. Everybody has this kind of equal democratic voice, which is quite nice, and, you know, especially saying it like that or on paper, but it can be really difficult and there can be a lot of tension just because we have to get everybody on the same page. But usually how our writing works is somebody will kind of have a song and then we'll bring it to the group and everybody will get their hands kind of all over it, molding it and changing it. And it's always by the end, you know, something a bit different from how it was originally started or intended.
Is that something that also translates into your set? You know, you've got now two albums worth of songs and, you know, most nights you're not going to be able to play all of them. is there any arguments or any problems, you know, with choosing the set between the two albums, or is it all sort of, you know, all right?
Oh, no, man. We can find, like, anything to just argue about and have a long discourse about for hours. So set list definitely included in that. And, you know, everybody's always kind of vying for their different set list. But we're good about it. We'll kind of take turns being able to lead a set. And, you know, it's quite early for us now, so the set is changing up quite a bit, and we're, you know, just experimenting and trying things out right now.
This album you recorded in New York, is that right?
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you recorded the first album, you know, when you were all living together in LA, and, you know, now this one is a totally different coast to the United States, which, you know, a lot of people in the UK won't really sort of notice the difference, but it's a really long way away. What was the thought behind that?
Well, we knew that we wanted to leave Los Angeles and leave home to record for Hummingbird, because the whole idea for us with this album is to be open to really changing things up or pushing ourselves or kind of being outside of our comfort zone. And I think there's a very real kind of physical aspect to that. If you're in an environment that you're very comfortable and it's your home and you have all these kind of creature comforts there, that can kind of like keep you in a place. Whereas if you're in a totally new state, then you know, you feel like you're in a bit more of an open landscape. And basically, we did write the entire album in Los Angeles for about 8 months. So, you know, it's not like we left to write the album. But we ended up working with Aaron Dessner from The National to co-produce the record with us. And we basically lived at his house in Brooklyn, and the studio's in the backyard. So that's why we ended up kind of in New York and in Brooklyn. It was pretty convenient.
On the show, I get a guest to ask the next guest a really random question. So basically, they have no idea who it's going to get put to. So your question comes from Laura Mary Carter from the UK band Blood Red Shoes. And this is what she wants to ask.
Hi, my name's Laura Mary and I'm from Blood Red Shoes. And my question is, if you were only allowed to walk either really fast or walk like a tortoise, so really slow, what would you do? What would you choose?
Okay, Taylor from Local Natives, what would you say to that?
Well, I'm sort of a super fast walker already.
Okay.
So it seems like an easy out. I think I'd go with fast walk. I go on walks a lot, actually. In Los Angeles, it's kind of what I do when I have a lot of time off. So that's an easy one for me.
We're going to get you to ask a question for the next person that's on, so we'll find out who that is next week. And that leads me just to say that you guys are on tour at the moment. As I said, you're in Dublin tonight. You've got Liverpool tomorrow. Wednesday is Portsmouth, and then Thursday the 14th, that's London. And that's Valentine's Day.
It is.
I mean, have you guys got girlfriends or wives or anything like that? Are you sort of, you know, are you getting it in the neck for playing Valentine's Day in a different country?
Yeah, half and half. I have a girlfriend, and we've got one guy who's married, but we've got a couple single guys. So we've got the mix, but I'll definitely we'll be missing our bows on Valentine's Day for sure.
So Taylor, thanks for joining me. That's Taylor from Local Natives. Their new album, Hummingbird, is out right now. And the new single from that is Heavy Feet. This is Q Radio.